Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, featuring Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith while building a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. Now, this particular episode is a replay of a live stream that I did with my friend and colleague, Karen Kuljak, back in November 2021. It still is relevant. The topic and the information that we share on this particular episode is still as relevant today as it was back in 2021, and it's still going to be relevant moving forward. So the things that she shared and discussed, I wanted to share with you because I realized that we hadn't replayed it yet as part of this podcast. Her name may sound familiar, Karen Kuljak. She was one of the speakers that spoke on my recent Be the Different Summit. She talked about you, the new creation in Christ, and what that means. And today, in the replay of the live stream that Karen and I did back last year, is similar topic. So without any further ado, let's get on with the show. And welcome to another live stream where we get to hang out with awesome people such as our guest today, talking about all things to do with mission and strategy, business. And of course, today we're talking about the Lord, because I know that Karen has a heart for the Lord, as do I. And in times that we are going through today, it's so very important. So let me just introduce Karen to you. Karen, she is a devoted Christian who loves Jesus. She's also a qualified life coach who specializes in mindset coaching, in psycho-spiritual therapy, and training people in mental health first aid. She's passionate about transformational growth and works with change makers from all walks of life who are uncompromisingly committed to renewing their minds to the mind of Christ so that they can live their lives aligned to their true God-given purpose and potential. Now, on a personal note, she's married with a blended family of 6 adult children, 3 grandchildren. She loves camping, caravanning, four-wheel driving, as do many of us, to explore the great outdoors when time permits, or should we say being here in Melbourne, Australia, when the government permits. And of course, that's tongue-in-cheek. We're going to talk about so many things today, and glad you are joining us, even if you are watching the recording later. It's going to be valuable for you. The importance of renewing your mind to believe God for supernatural, I said it, supernatural provision and protection in these last days. Mindset, why that is so important. Mind renewal, what you need to know. And of course, where is the source of your security? And so much more. Stick around to the end of today's live stream. We're going to do something very special and powerful for those of you who may be undergoing physical ailments. We're going to share some healing words for you. And so if someone, yourself or maybe someone else, is struggling with any area of injury, sickness, please stick around. And of course, for those of you who may not know who Jesus is yet, we're not going to bash you over the head with the Bible, but rather share, just how much the Lord Jesus loves you, even though you may not know that yet. So please stick around. And if you've got any questions or comments, you can leave those in the comment section too, and we'll certainly look at that. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Anne Marie. Thanks for having me. And hi, everyone out there.
You and I met, was it about 4 or 5 years ago now? About that, wasn't it? And yeah. I think the first time we met, I interviewed you on the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, if I'm correct. And you were my very first episode. And then, of course, from there, we've met a number of times at the Kingdom Entrepreneur, which is a conference, an annual conference run by Wes Hone for Christian entrepreneurs. And, one of the conversations that you and I had at one of those events, we were having lunch together, kind of now we're continuing that conversation. So nothing happens in this life that isn't a move from God, so to speak. And we've gone full circle now and are able to share that message. So let's talk about mindset. Why is mindset so important?
Well, as I've shared before with you, the battlefield really is in the mind. We're products of the program, so to speak. So, you know, the default thinking, the belief system that we have determines everything that we experience on a day-to-day basis in our lives. So we really need to understand what drives the way that we think really just take account of what's there so that we can deal with it effectively. To ensure that whatever we're wanting to achieve in our lives, whether it's developing in our faith or any area, that we have the right mindsets that are going to support us to get us to where we want to be in life. So in a nutshell, during the formative years of our lives, so from conception to around the age of 6 or 7 years of age, our brains are in a highly suggestible state, and we don't have the capacity to determine what we want to learn or choose that. So basically, we become products of our primary caregivers in those formative years. So their values, their beliefs, their religious beliefs, their our self-esteem, all of those things are downloaded into the long-term memory bank of the brain. And that forms the seed of our identity. And some of those things can support us through life, but some of those things can be quite a hindrance to, achieving certain things in our lives. They can hold us back. But because they're sort of held on and, you know, that subliminal level, mm-hmm. A lot of people need support to identify what those mindsets are that could be holding them back in life, and certain strategies, because we're all wired differently. So finding, different modalities that might suit you in order to change those. So starting to work through that process of renewing the mind becoming the person that God created us to be.
We know that the Bible verse says, you know, renew your mind every morning. And we know how important that is, because your mind and even science backs that up, you know, that whatever happens in the mind, we can think ourselves sick mm-hmm. through constant, pressure and stress, anxiety and fear. And so what we're listening to, we know, can impact us and our minds. And we know too that there is an enemy, that battles are lost and won in the mind, isn't it? It is that important. And sometimes you're talking about, you know, the things that happen to us in our informative years. Sometimes as adults, we can't even recall what those are, that there's something that happens that triggers us, and we think, why do I always do that? And so, you know, as you said, sometimes it's getting a bit of that self-awareness, and then we need to, I guess, some healing around that. We need to heal and deal with that. And where our source of that security and identity, I want to talk a little bit about identity, because I know that so many of us, we're searching, aren't we? What is the meaning of life? Who am I? And where we get our satisfaction, our fulfillment, our meaning from, our identity, there's a good way of doing that, and then also in an unhealthy way. Talk a little bit about that, identity. Where is the source of your identity and security?
Well, most people, our identity, the seat of our identity, is formed in those formative years. So really, a lot of people go through life, if people do reach out for help, they might go see a psychologist, or, you know, there are a lot of different training programs and things like that that you can sort of work on that from a psychology perspective, and that can be quite helpful. But a lot of those modalities don't take into consideration our spiritual side of our nature. I started, studying psychotherapy, psycho-spiritual therapies quite a number of years ago now, because that is where we need to be working through and really understanding our spiritual identity and where our psychology is actually out of alignment with our spiritual nature, so to speak. And, you know, so it's understanding that in conjunction with the Word of God and what the Bible teaches around our identity. As Christians, the Bible teaches us to become Christ-like. Yes. It teaches us to bring our thoughts captive to obedience to Christ. So, in other words, where we see we're out of alignment to our true spiritual identity, it's bringing those mindsets back under what's the truth, what does God say about this particular area or this belief or this value, you know, where am I out of alignment? So that's a much better way, because you're reprogramming the very nature and essence of who you are.
And who you were created to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that you brought that in. And what's interesting is that I know that, I mean, you've loved the Lord for many, many years. And now what you've gone and done is, I mean, you've gone through modalities, as have I. And we also are able to look at those modalities through a spiritual lens, through a creation lens. And we know we are body, mind, and spirit and soul, aren't we? I mean, we talk about that, even some of those modalities. But what actually those modalities forget, the most important aspect of all of that is you're forgetting the creator aspect of and who you were created to be, and that spiritual aspect, I think. And then so when we don't address that, there always is this longing, there is always this need, this craving. And that craving is because we were created to crave and have a relationship with a creator, the being God, you know. And when that is missing, our spirit is consistently looking for that, continuously looking for that missing piece. And when we bring that back in, we're whole. We're whole. But of course, this side of heaven, there is things that we need to navigate through, of course, because, you know, there's good and evil, yin and yang. We talked about that. And for those of you who don't believe in evil, that's the way that the enemy, Satan, wants you to if he can either convince you that he doesn't exist, that evil doesn't exist, then his job is done as well. He just does not want you to learn about your creator, someone who loves you. And of course, Jesus is as well. So when we're dealing with that, and I'm happy to share a bit of a story about my identity, because I was adopted into a very loving family who loved the Lord. So I never really knew anything other than, you know, the Lord Jesus loves you, died on, you know, the cross for your sins, eternal life with him and that. But there was something that was missing for me about the identity, because when you're adopted, there's an aspect of, you know, the formative years. I was born in a nunnery, so 3 months without, you know, kind of a mother's touch. But having said that, I looked for things in studies and in, success outside of the Lord. And it wasn't till I did full circle and realized my identity is not in the success, not in the amount of money you make, not in the amount of letters behind your name, but in who Christ says you are. And you are my child. I died for you. I love you. That significance, meaning, fulfillment comes from that. And no matter of external things, they're just things, you know, they're blessings, but they're not who you are. Speak a bit more about identity, Karen, because I think so many people are searching for that. Who am I? What is the meaning? Why was I born? What are some Bible verses? What are some things that you can share?
So, we become a completely new creation when we invite Jesus into our lives. The Bible talks to us about God's spirit joining with our spirit. He becomes our Heavenly Father. There's a spiritual transaction that takes place, and the Bible talks about us becoming new creations, new creatures in a sense, in the world but not of the world. So it's really starting to unpack that, and we would not have the capacity to unpack that.
But we're certainly going to do some more live streams, that's for sure. But I love it. But let's talk about mind renewal, I think. But the identity piece is absolutely, if we try and consistently look for external factors or even internal without Christ, that will always be a missing piece, won't it? There will always be a missing piece, because we have been created, as you said, to you know, because he's our creator and he knows who we are and so forth. So let's talk about mind renewal. We've got Romans 12 verse 2, and I've actually, let me see, I've got some Bible verses there. Do you have that in front of you? That might be one that I actually haven't gotten.
So that's, you know, not conforming any longer to the patterns of the world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes. If you think about it, you know, the Bible talks about God being love. God is love. And it also talks about there being no fear in love. So all of our fears and insecurities, all of those things that we have that shape the part of our identity that, you know, holds us back in life, those kind of things, we were not created to even have an awareness of that. So, you know, Adam and Eve in the garden, they were in the presence of God, like, all they knew was love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their identity was shaped and formed by that, but it was only, you know, the story of creation when the enemy came in to sow that seed of doubt. Well, did God really say, and, you know, is he trying to kind of hide something from you, sort of thing? So when you unpack that side of it through that process, they ended up, you know, their eyes were open to fear. So,
yeah, and good and evil, and so forth.
Good and evil, it all entered into the equation. And dis, what's the word? Can't think of the word. Distorted the image of who they were. Yeah. So, part of the process of renewing your mind is to come back, you know, through that relationship with God. Him as Heavenly Father, allowing him to undo what was done from what the enemy's done to actually distort how we see ourselves, how we see others, how we see ourselves in the bigger picture as we, you know.
That inner critic, that negative voice, isn't it? Who do you think you are? You know, from the extreme, who do you think you are? Because if he can't, he goes two different ways, isn't it? He might elevate you, said, I am just so fantastic. Pride, you know, they say pride is before a fall. Pride and arrogance and so forth is the other side. But the other side of the coin is, well, who do you think you are? No one's going to listen to you. You're no one. You're worthless. You know, all of those sorts of things are absolute lies, because we know we were created in the image of God, and but because of sin, that those things have become distorted. However, we know now that the sin has been paid for through the blood of Jesus, and those people who love Jesus and accept him in their lives, we are saved from that, and we are, as you say, we're a new creation. And every day, that doesn't mean that we don't come into things of sin, you know, and have the enemy speak to us in that way, but we have the ability to be able to stop. That is not what the Lord tells me, it says about me. And then go into, obviously, different verses of the Bible. It's a daily thing, isn't it? It's a daily thing, that daily reminder. Yes. I know from a psychotherapy point of view, it's like creating new habits, isn't it? It doesn't just happen overnight. It's like a stream. When you're creating a new liver, it starts as a trickle, and then a new habit continues to create. And those are the kind of things. I mean, obviously, with the power of the Holy Spirit, things can change instantly, but it's an ongoing thing. What would you say to someone who has been struggling for a while? I mean, with something that you think, I just can't get rid of that, Karen. What are some insights, some things you can share?
Yeah, so you really need to go through the process of unpacking, well, what is it? Because those subliminal, you know, the belief system that's there can be quite complex. So it, there's things that are underlying that could be, you know, connected around beliefs that have been instilled from childhood or developed over, you know, during a lifetime. And connected to those, because if you've studied neuroscience, neural pathways that wire together, and they can become strongholds. So certain patterns of thinking can be quite complex. So, you know, there could be things around your self-image, connected to certain things that have happened and the beliefs that have formed around those. And then you might have values, conflicting values and things like that. So those things can keep us into, you know, we might be trying very, very hard to break a certain pattern of behaviour or a process of thinking. But unless you actually address the root cause and implement certain strategies, because it took a long time for us to develop those, and sometimes it can take a bit of time to undo the complexity of what's there. And unfortunately, from, you know, what they're teaching and how they work with people in psychology, it's very performance-based. And, you know, if you've been around the church long enough, depending on who your leaders are, what denomination you go to and all of those things, performance-based modalities in counselling and psychology, all of those ones, or in, you know, spiritual, your faith circles, can reinforce the behaviours that you're trying to change, unfortunately. They can just keep getting reinforced.
Yes.
Then you'll just keep getting stuck in that cycle of self-sabotage. So sometimes you need to understand where these are coming from, you know, what areas of your life are they being reinforced in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just, you know, taking a step back for a season while you do the work that you need to do to undo that. Because it's not about performance in God's kingdom. If you are a born again Christian, it's actually a positional. We sit at the right hand of Christ in heavenly places, so it's starting to see who you are, rather than who you need to be, because in Christ, everything that you'll ever need to be successful in every area.
We are already renewed, isn't it? It's not
you've
coming.
Got it. Yet. We lack nothing.
Exousia, isn't it? The authority. Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, there's people and there's things in our lives that reinforce the belief that we don't, that we've got it. So it's actually specific modalities that can be used to really start shifting the paradigm, because that's where the power of transformation takes place, where you can start to see what you already have and start functioning and operating out of the power, authority and identity that Jesus gives us, that we have in Christ. Then that is a game changer. So that I would be encouraging anybody who's listening to this that's stuck to really take an inventory, just sit down and work out, where am I getting stuck? Where are these getting reinforced? What does God say about this? And get connected to people that understand the word.
I love it that you've mentioned that, because sometimes unknowingly, we're not saying that someone could, with all the intention and, you know, wanting to support someone, what they could be doing unknowingly is almost causing what we call their spirit of oppression, isn't it? There's a level of oppression that just is not moved, because the way in which something is being dealt with is actually causing even more layers, if you will, of, you know, doubt or even guilt and shame and things like that. And as we know, all of those are gone when we accept, you know, Jesus into our lives, because that has been paid for. done and dusted. Do not keep, you know, it's almost like we go to the cross and we leave our sins there because they are forgiven, they are forgotten. But as we leave to go walk the journey, we're dragging some of those things with us and said, for goodness sake, leave them at the cross. They have been paid for. Now go and do as Christ has, you know, said that we can do and bring the kingdom of God out into the world. In actual fact, you know, the kingdom of God, correct me if I'm wrong, lives in us already, isn't it? The power of the living God.
Yes. It's understanding what that looks like, what we have and how we can be operating out of that. I've got a couple of really, really good books on those that I would encourage anyone to read. And that,
what are they?
So we've got New Creation Realities, E.W. Kenyon.
Yes.
And the other one is The Hidden Man.
Nice. Same author.
And this, once again, E.W. Kenyon. These are powerful books that go into identity, authority, and really from that positional understanding or who you are from a positional perspective rather than a performance-based perspective. Yes.
Brilliant.
Anyone's really stuck, I'd encourage you to read those.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. You know, talking about mind renewals, something that you mentioned in your notes and I want to talk about too, examining fruit, Matthew 7:20, which I've got, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. And then Galatians, we talk about the fruits, Galatians 5:22, 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So let's talk about examining fruit. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, the Bible teaches in those passages that you will know a person by the fruit they produce. So, you know, we can say that, you know, we believe God for healing or, you know, that, I believe I'm forgiven. But if your behaviour is contrary to what you're saying, there might be a conscious understanding because you can see it, you know, the passages of scripture.
Yes.
But if that's not being outworked, there's something there, there's an opposing belief. As I said, in lockdown there in the long-term memory bank of the brain, that needs to be examined. So because these are predominantly held on that subconscious subliminal level, a lot of people have trouble identifying where they're out of alignment down that line.
Yes.
So so that's where, you know, doing that work, examining the fruit. So just being very honest about the reality of where you are in life. Just, you know, I had to personally, I think I shared this with you back in 2018, I had no idea we'd ever see COVID or anything like this, but God specifically started speaking to me about learning to live supernaturally outside the world system. And I had no idea back then what that meant. So I prayed. I'm like, okay, well, please show me where am I out of alignment, because I'm certainly not there. You know, I'm reliant on my income and all of that, you know, so what does that look like? And God began to journey with me through that process of starting to show me where there were areas, you know, just with my own belief system that were out of alignment. So should, you know, one day we have to make a choice, you know, to stay connected to the system or be cut off from the system, you know, not being able to buy, trade, sell, all of those things, and instead, you know, take the mark of the beast when it gets to that point. And I was just like, wow, you know, if I had to do that, what would I need to learn and develop? So, and I think that's what we really, really need to do. So it's looking at the fruit. Well, I'm not operating where I believe that I could believe God from manna from heaven and, you know, income, you know, whatever it is that I would need if I was totally cut off the system.
Yeah.
So this is where, you know, we end up. I started working, one of the first things in the area of healing. So I've really felt challenged to do a course. So I signed up to do what's called a Divine Healing Technician Training course with an amazing man in Texas, so in the States, Curry Blake, and that was fantastic. That it was through that process that I started to see, even though I thought at the time that I had a pretty good solid foundation in regard to my identity in Christ and, you know, my power and the authority that I had. But he really unpacks some of the things that are taught, you know, through in the body of Christ, some of the religious things that are really coming from an old covenant perspective rather than, you know, the new covenant perspective. So, for example, you know, we can hear ourselves parroting that phrase that we often hear in, you know, our church circles that, you know, oh, who knows the mind of God?
Yeah, if it's God's will.
Yeah, if it's God's will,
you'll heal me. And I'm actually looking because fast forward, you actually told me about this and I went, what? And there was like 11 hours of video when I was flat on my back. I tell you, it is the hand of the Lord that did that because I'm usually busy and often when the Lord needs me to stop. So I was flat on my back and I watched this and I said, Karen, this is amazing.
It's an eye-opener, isn't it?
There's things that we miss. We misinterpret is the word that I'm saying.
Because it was true in the, you know, under the old covenant, that was true. But under the new covenant, the Bible teaches that we have the mind of Christ and we know the will of God. We're to know that. So, you know, it's a shift. It's that paradigm shift that we need to make. So, and he really unpacks a lot of those what he calls sacred cows. So he brings things back, and a lot of what he teaches is based on that book that I showed you before, the new creation realities. So that is all unpacked in that book, and if you read it you will highlight and So that was one of the first things to really, you know, because I was praying for people back then. I believe in the gifts of healing and I was operating in it to a degree, you know, but there were a lot of people that, you know, I'd lay my hands on and pray for that weren't healed. And I was just like, God, what am I missing? Like, you know, and the God kept saying, you're not missing anything. And I'm like, okay, yes, I get that. But, you know, what am I, you know, anyway. So, because I could not put those two together, but through his training in that process, I actually identified areas where, you know, what I thought was right and real was actually not. And I had to, you know, challenge some of the beliefs and things that I'd learned through my journey over the years. And
Yeah, it's incredible, you know, and that's when you can kind of look back and you can join the dots almost of some real significant moments. I call them markers and milestones within kind of the business realm, but it really is the markers, the times where the Lord has shown you these things. I mean, I've been on a journey for the last 10 years till right now, and I can see that all of the people that I have met, the circumstances, the questions that I've asked. I still remember sitting with my mum before she moved, and now she's obviously living in heaven, but before she moved into more of a respite home. She was still on her unit. I said, there's just something more, Mum. You know, I just feel like there's something more. And she said, well, why don't you ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what that more is? So I did. And I tell you what, it's been an incredible journey. But realizing that there is so much more to where we can stand in his authority, the things that we are able to tear down in his name, you know, that we have forgotten or maybe, you know, kind of teaching the wrong thing. And I came from a denomination that that said, you know, some of the gifts, the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit were for the days of when Jesus walked, because, you know, they were establishing his church. They're not for now. And there was just something in my heart that I thought, I don't know, you know, about that. And I remember asking one of my brothers, who was a theologian at the time and teaching in at college, and he'd also been a missionary, and he shared to me then, well, you know, there's a thinking of a cessationist or a semi-cessationist. And he said, well, I've been on the mission field. I've seen miracles. I've seen miracles that could only have happened through the hand of the Lord. And I thought, well, then that must be if it's just some think no, none, and others think some, I thought, well, it must be all. And, you know, years later, I realized it is all. It is all. They are all there available. And if we believe it, then we can. And so, yeah, and that's the kind of thing I think we forget, even for those people who are his children. The things that you are praying for, the Lord has already given you authority in to speak for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, things that you're praying for are already yours to share, to do, to give, to give. And I think healing is one of those things,
and that's one of the things we see so often. People are actually, you know, I hear over and over again, you know, when people are praying, they're asking for things that God has already given.
Yes.
And so we're not meant to be praying and asking. He's said, you go and preach the gospel, you go lay hands on the sick, you go. The reason we're not seeing the body of Christ operating in its power and authority, the reason we have a form of godliness that denies the power is simply because we're not actually doing what we're being called to do, to push back and take authority over the spirit of darkness.
Yeah.
The works of the enemy, these are things that God's asked or commanded us to do. So yes, we need to stand up and start operating in that. But for so long, as I said, you know, we haven't been taught to just pray and ask God. And then we wonder and we get upset and we get frustrated, and then we start to doubt that there's a God. You know, we see people questioning, you know, why do you believe God when all this stuff is happening in the world? And it's actually happening because we, his children, are not taking responsibility for who we are, what we've been given, and actually becoming the vessel that he needs us to be to work in and through us. The Holy Spirit works in and through us. So we have to learn how to manifest and release that with absolute unshakable confidence, and you can develop that. Anyone can develop that.
Be the kind of person that recognizes that, so that when you walk into rooms, whatever's in there will flee if it is not of the Lord. You know, that's the kind of person that say become, and it's available to all of you know, the Lord's children. And you know, for those of you who may not have a personal relationship with the Lord, stick around, because, you know, Karen, I'm sure you'll be able to share. There's just a couple of, you know, things that you can say out loud, and even if you're watching the recording, that you can invite Jesus into your life. The things that you've been praying for, the things that you've been searching for are right here. It's an invitation, and then you can participate, and just so much more. Your eyes will certainly be opened, but you rest assured for an eternity of just love and all of those things. So that's fantastic. I love that. And of course, towards in a moment, we're going to be doing some of that, you know, what you've been taught. I'm going through that still. So whether you want to do that, Karen, or whether I'll do that, happy, or we can both do that, and we just kind of shake that for people. Let's talk a little bit then too about, because one of the things that I often hear too is that, you know, again, this talk about the enemy, that inner voice, it's like, you can't go to the Lord for that. That is unforgivable. You know, that kind of thing, the shame, the doubt. So talk a little bit about that, because I think there may be someone listening today I've heard that some people say, oh, there's no way that's for me. I've just lived such a selfish, horrible kind of a life. That's not possible for me. Do you want to share a little bit into that?
There is nothing that can hold you back from receiving the love of God. He has everything that you could possibly, every hideous crime that was committed on the face of this earth, every vile, doesn't matter. There's no sin greater than any other sin. And God, Jesus went to the cross and he took the punishment of every single thing. He bore that in his body on the cross, and that was condemned through his death and resurrection, nailed to the cross. So in Christ, if you take Jesus, accept Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, that you are totally forgiven. You are absolutely, there is nothing. And the Bible talks about there is no condemnation, no shame, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Your past is history, and past, present, and future. God knows, the Bible talks about how we have to go through a process of working out our salvation so we become saved. That's one thing. So there's been a spiritual, you know, we're taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And through that process, we still, you know, there's been an interaction that we don't see. Some people feel something, some people don't feel anything. They just take it by faith. But the fact is that it's happened. If Jesus is your Lord and Saviour, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. And he will take you on a journey, and it's an intimate, one-on-one, personal relationship with God. And he will start to show you where you might have things that are out of alignment that keep you stuck in certain, you know, habits or things that, you know, you think, oh, I want to stop doing that and I can't. But that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit will lead you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. God will give you the strength. He will start to help you see where, you know, there are parts of your identity that are causing, that might be out of alignment with who he's made you to be. Then you can start to work on those, because when you start to see that and understand that and embrace that, it will transform your life totally, and those things will just start to fall away. But in that process, even though, you know, you still might be doing some things that, you know, you're not proud of, that's just part of the journey. And but there's nothing that would.
Yeah. Would stop. And I think a lot of people, yeah, especially with what's going on in the world today, you know, there is a lot of fear mongering on TV, and we bind that spirit of fear. We bind that in the name of Jesus. That will no longer have power over you. You need to switch off the television, you know, with the lies and propaganda, and get inside the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord, which you know is living. It's a living word of God. And what I love about, you know, some of those amazing Bible verses, you know, we often hear about, in a secular world, we have the quotations and things like that. Replace those quotations with some of the words of the Lord, and that will break through, you know, and transform from inside out. As you know, that's the word of the Lord is just that powerful, you know, which is why we talk about the Bible. It's the living word of the living God who created you, and so amazing in that. One of the things obviously, which is we're finding now is happening with, you know, not that we're going to get into that conversation, but a number of people have now found that there's illnesses and there's certain diseases that are now coming upon them because of certain, you know, things that are happening in the world today. And of course, in a moment, Karen, we'll go through and we'll kind of release that. We'll heal that for people. If people are wanting to find some more resources, I mean, obviously those books, but what would you say for someone who is just new to Christ and new to understanding a little bit more about Jesus? Are there some resources that you've heard about or that you've perhaps shared with people that are have just come to know the Lord that you can share?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of resources out there. There's one of the ones on Who is Jesus by Louis Giglio. That's a fantastic little series. There's lots of good books about identity, what that looks like, what's just happened, even though, you know, we can't see that spiritual transaction, but lots of books that so I suppose I would encourage anyone to reach out to either Anne Marie or myself. We're both available to have those conversations and point people in the right direction. Hopefully you can put some resources up maybe after this in the...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you send me some links even too, so we'll write the name of those books that you recommended. I know there's YouVersion, you know, an app that you can get on your phone. I mean, if you haven't got a physical Bible, I definitely would recommend. That is the first port of call, isn't it? Get yourself a physical Bible and even on the digital. And the YouVersion app have got some beautiful studies for certain things, you know, if you're wanting to get some support in the area of, you know, family, relationships, if there's certain emotions that you're dealing with, such as fear, anxiety, stress, there are certain plans that are available that you can go through, and it kind of hones into various passages of the Bible that can certainly support you as well. I find that that's a great way. And of course, you know, the internet's got some amazing resources. A lot of the, you know, different pastors have been live streaming, but I would say grab your Bible for sure, and YouVersion is a great resource as well. So Kara, so what I think we might do is we might just say the prayer, we'll go through the healing, and we'll go through that, and then maybe at the end of that, maybe for you to say a prayer or the words that someone who maybe is watching or listening, or someone maybe has known the Lord previously and has kind of wandered away and would like to come back, that maybe you can share that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, well, what I was going to say is, you know, as Karen and I have been sharing, when we're talking about healing, that power of healing, the spiritual gift of healing, the healing is available because of what Christ has said, and because, you know, it is the will of God that people do not succumb to disease and to illness that completely, you know, prevents them from living a life fulfilled that Christ has really destined for you. So one of the things that I'm going to do is just pray, and then we're just going to say the word. So if you, no matter what you are, we do not need to know your name. We do not need to know where you are from. We don't even need to be face to face, so that even, you know, we if we were here, we would lay hands, but we are laying virtual hands. The Lord knows who you are. The Lord knows where you are. The Lord knows your heart, because he created you and he knows what you are struggling with. So Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that you have allowed us to take part in your victory over evil, over sickness and over disease. And we just thank you for it now, Lord Jesus, and we give you glory for it right now. So in the name of Jesus, from head to toe, be healed. Father God, thank you for that healing. Be healed from heel to toe in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, for those that are struggling just in with everything that's happening out there, really just not knowing where to go, we just release your supernatural provision and protection over everybody that's listening, Lord, as well as your healing, Lord God. You know everybody's needs, and you just love your creation so, so much, and you want people to be healed. You want people to be, you want to provide for every single need. And through Christ, you have done that. And everyone listening, everybody on the face of the earth has access through Christ for your provision in every area of their life. So we just release that in the name of Jesus, and just encourage everyone listening to just open their hearts, open their eyes, ears, open their arms, just receive from God in Jesus' name, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And for those of you who have experienced healing, you know, one of the things that Jesus has said to us, let you know that the kingdom of God has drawn near. So we will leave that, isn't it, with you? The kingdom of God, that is God's kingdom. That is what happens in God's kingdom. So the kingdom of God has drawn near to you. So, Karen, what would someone then say if they're ready and they would love to invite Jesus into their lives? Could you say a prayer for them so that they maybe can repeat that to themselves? Even the recording, this, what we've just done, doesn't matter what day it is, what time it is, where you are in the world, just listen to that if you're just hearing it for the first time and think, oh, I didn't join them live. The power of the living God will works, never sleeps, never stops. So what would be something that they would say to invite Jesus into their lives?
Well, Romans 10 in the Bible, verses 9 to 13, actually talks about how if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord, if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, it declares that you will be saved. It goes on to say anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that's all it is. There's no fancy prayers. There's no, special words that you need to say. Just simply acknowledge that you recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and invite him into your heart. So I'll lead you in a prayer now, and you can just pray that for yourself, and just believe it's done, and then just reach out to maybe a local Christian church, or to one of us through Facebook, and we can help get you connected to some resources. But this is basically simple prayer. So, Lord, thank you that you died for me on the cross. I recognize that I need a Savior, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I thank you that you will help me, please, to get to know you and put the right people around me so that I can start this new journey of my walk with you. But right now, I choose to trust you and believe you, and I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you for forgiving all of my sins, past, present, and future, and I thank you that you will help me to become like you and to understand my true identity, and everything else that comes with that wonderful package and incredible relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And that's it. And in your own words, you don't even have to use my words, but just from your heart, just acknowledge that you need a Savior, and accept that he's forgiven your sins when you've prayed that prayer, as it says in Romans 10, verses 9 to 13. So if you can Google a Bible, you can just put it in Google, Romans 10:9, and it will come up, and you can simply just read it.
Fantastic. Well, Karen, I know that we've just scratched the surface with certain things, and for those people who have just, accepted Christ into their lives, man, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family, and reach out. And for those of you who are still, in the process of thinking, just say the prayer, because what you've been searching for all the time. When I say not laughingly joke about, but, often, or the answer to the question, the thing that you are seeking is Jesus, hopefully through the conversation that Karen and I have shared today, that you'll have gotten to know him a little bit more, and we'll go on and to accept him as your Lord and Savior as well. I love these conversations. We've had many, haven't we? And you mentioned around when the Lord spoke to you, and you were still kind of, I don't really know where this was going or whatever. I've seen kind of going through that journey, and as have many of us. And so now it's kind of gone that full circle where it's been revealed for a time that we are in right now, a time that we are in right now. So maybe we can take some time in coming weeks or so, Karen, to perhaps dive in a little bit deeper into some of the things that we've shared today, and we can talk about that later too.
I think that's one of the things with COVID, it's a lot of people are starting to see that, gee, maybe these Bible prophecies are true and I need to get my life right with God. And because there will come a day where we need to choose,
Between
the system, the world system, or trusting in a Saviour who absolutely loves you and will provide for your every need supernaturally. And that's what I really, really want to I'd love to talk more about.
For people that we've said, you know, go and grab a copy of a Bible if you haven't got one already. There are stories in there that would just knock your socks off but that's just what happens in the kingdom of God. Unexplained miracles and provision. And for times such as now, I think we will see it. And then it says in Revelation, you know, one of my colleagues who loves the Lord too, it was funny, I saw a graphic on her post somewhere on Facebook, said, now what chapter of Revelation are we going to see this week? Isn't it? It really is. There's aspects of what we see happening right now that have been said, you know, for the many hundreds of years. Thousands of years. And you have a choice to make. You know, what side are you going to be on? By the way, all of Revelation I remember a pastor once saying that his son said to him, you know, can you explain what does Revelation mean? And the pastor sort of racking his brain thinking, how on earth am I going to explain Revelation in a way that a young child could understand? And he said, son, Revelation means we win. That's right. We are on the winning side.
Love it.
If you want to get on the winning side, come on over and give your life to Jesus. And, you know, we have victory, not because of who we are, but because of who we are in Christ.
He's won
the battle already. There's just some people that don't realize it yet, but they will. And unfortunately, they're on the wrong side of the battle. So this is a call out. For those who
Making sure you're
join the winning team.
Securities in the right place in Jesus.
Right. If you like to be on a winning team, come on over. You know, you don't have to bring other than yourself a willing heart and an openness to go back if you're just joining us, watch the recording and say the words that Karen shared with you, and then you will be on the winning team. Thanks once again, Karen, for coming on the show. Always love our conversations. Now we've got to share just some
Thank
of the conversations that you often have privately with others. So thanks so much.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.